3.6 mils in the city gauge. Neil Baum, I wonder if he's a weatherman. I wonder if he keeps track of the weather like you do. He's the legend, of course, in the Richmond Football Club. He joins us on the line. Barmy, good morning.
It has a bit more of an impact on me at the minute because I'm not far from Punt Road, so I've been riding my bike a bit to work and back, and it does make things more difficult if it does rain. So we've been blessed, really. I've been pretty lucky, but I've got wet a couple of times.
So
yes, I do take notice.
So before you leave, are you looking at the radar saying, oh, am I going to need the spray jacket, or am I just going to just roll with the T-shirt today?
Radar probably doesn't get a look. I'm going to have a look at the sky.
How long, what is the travel time? Is it like a 10-minute little spin?
Yeah, maximum. It's actually quicker to ride than it is to drive from my place to Punt Road because of the traffic and the cars and that. So it's not very far.
Is there an executive bike sort of spot to park?
I actually take it inside and put it at the front of my office, so I'd probably do the wrong thing. That's fairly executive, though, isn't it?
Well, that's very executive. I like that. I like that a lot. Now, how confident are you going to get Marlon Pickett off at the tribunal tonight, Barmy?
Oh, look, if you look back at the past, it's ridiculous that he's even up in a sense, but we understand why. So it is a bit of a challenge because we do know what the principles behind it are. But you think that I always look at it from the point of view of intent. There's certainly no intent in what he did. He was doing what we would expect him to do, which is protect his teammate with the ball, and he wasn't trying to hurt the bloke. It was just a bit of bad luck. So I'm hoping that that's the way that they can see it. But it's worth challenging it, but, whatever happens will happen. But it'd be awful if he missed, particularly given the fact that it's dream time and he and Jess have designed the jumper and all those sorts of other beautiful things about it. So it would be disappointing. But we kind of get it, but which is why, we're challenging it to give him a chance.
Do you think that players in finding themselves in those situations these days, that they are a bit more wary of what they should be doing? Or is it just, it's such an instinctive part of the game, and it has been for so long, that they just do it. And if they happen to get it slightly wrong or the wrong outcome happens, that they just have to wear it?
I think that's the case. I saw one of the AFL executives last night on TV saying how simple it is. Well, I don't think it's that simple. I reckon if you said to some of the old coaches, Barras and Tommy and all those guys, that there's a rule now that says you can tackle someone too hard, they'd look at like you're from Mars. But it's not possible to tackle someone too hard. All you do is tackle them. You tackle them as hard as you can because that's what the game is. Now, I think we sometimes forget how challenging the game is and how much we need to impose on our opponents, particularly even in certainly in a fair way. But I understand what they're doing because there is all this about concussion and heads and all that sort of stuff. But most of it is just the risks that you take. And I reckon some of the old coaches would think that had all gone mad. But so it is a challenge. And some of that stuff is a bit over the top. And I think it's really quite unfair on the players to make them have to even consider it, because we just want them to play as well and as hard as they can. And if there's any nasty intent, fair enough. Figure it out. But when there's not, I reckon you almost got to forgive them personally. But that's, people have seen me play, they think I'm the man anyway. So.
Last time we spoke to you, Barmy, it was a very inconsistent footy team. You were sort of really good one week and not so good the next. You've now won three in a row, and we're starting to see some very good football. Has anything changed, or what do you put the consistency down to, and bet just pure better footy?
Oh, we just know what we want to do, and we're training it pretty hard, and specifically training things. I mean, last week's game was some of our tackling, team tackling and all that sort of stuff was quite outstanding. And they're the sorts of things we've been working on more, from just to make sure we do it instinctively. And we've just known every time, Damon's, even when he's spoken with the players, he said, look, we didn't get a good outcome today, but some of the things we did were very good. So let's keep working on them and just improve the other stuff. So we've been doing it, fairly consistently and bit by bit, and we'll get better. And I mean, I'm pretty optimistic about what we're going to be able to do for the year. We're getting, our best is very good. But even last week's game, we did a lot of things that we can improve enormously on that we didn't do all that well, but enough good things as well. But to be fair, Essendon are a bit like that as well. They're a little bit up and down also. But that just reflects how difficult it is for the game to play nowadays. There are so many things to get right. It's much more complex than it ever was. Our game, we need to play a good, strong, hard defensive game for us to get offensive opportunity. So one leads, it's almost the opposite leading to each other. if you get them right, well, all of a sudden you look like your offensive works good, but it's all on the back of how well we've defended and how challenging we've been to the other team. So it is a bit more complex than it looks, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, but I think you make perfect sense, and I think that's been one of the features of Richmond in the last 3 weeks. You've got back to that Tiger toughness, that ruthlessness in the contest, and everything else is sort of coming from there. The two players I wanted to ask you about, one is Tom Lynch, and I guess you're playing better, so Tom Lynch as a forward's the beneficiary of that, but he seems to be almost at his absolute best at the moment.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's confidence in yourself as well, and he's getting a bit more confidence in himself, and we know that he is he's a very talented player, so we're just going to make sure he gets things right. We give him the opportunities that he deserves. When he leads up and he's on, let's kick it to him. When he's one-on-one, let's kick it to him in the air. Let's work that out and give him every chance. And it's not just about him, obviously. There's other players around him. But he's a terrific player. That's we love what he does, and we've just got to give him the opportunity to play well. But sometimes he has been disappointing at times, but it's more lacking confidence in himself and us probably kicking it to the right spots for him at times.
Yeah, and someone that I don't think lacks confidence is Shai Bolton. I kind of feel like he goes under the radar still a little bit. I think he's one of the best players in the competition.
His best is, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, so you've been...
His only challenge is to play all day.
Yes.
And he does, but, he gets better and better at that. And again, I think we underestimate how hard it is to run all day to play footy, and that's what you've got to get in. When he does, he is an outstanding player, isn't he?
Yeah, so, I mean, you've been footy such a long time. Is he right up there with... Not so much the tricks, but his top end. How good is it?
Oh, well, you just look at when he gets that opportunity of one-on-one and the ball's there, when he's on, he'll get it every time because he's so quick, he's so clean, he's got such lovely balance and movement. That yes, he is. He's an outstanding player, absolutely. I mean, I've even been moved to say if he played like that all day, he wins the Brownlow, so... He is certainly a very talented kid. We've just got to encourage him to keep at it and keep at it.
He's a bit special. I agree with that. He is something to watch. Is Shai Bolton. When you get to your mid-season review, Barmy, you get a chance to breathe for half an hour or so with the bye week and you reflect on the season to date. Do you think that you look back and think that the start to the year provided unbelievable opportunity for some players and might actually be the turning point, that the magnets were flipped a bit? We've got Jaden Short going on the ball, got Morris Rioli Jr. coming into the forward line, Dan's doing a great job at half back, that through a little bit of necessity, we've found some unbelievable outcomes?
Yeah, well, I think that's where the game is. You can't be the same as last year. You've got to improve. And sometimes it is through need like that. And then, and Asoldo, who was out with a knee, comes back into the team, and every week you're saying, are we playing two ruckmen, or do we get a backup bloke, or what are we, there's all of those challenges. But I think we'll just get better as the year goes on. But, I mean, I'm, a fairly optimistic bloke, but I think we will. And we've still got the opportunity. There's still a handful of players that we haven't played, if not at all, certainly not much, who may have the chance to make a difference anyway, some of the younger kids. So, well, I don't think it's... I'm not sure what's going to finish up, but I know that I'm certain we're on the right path, and some of it is doing things like playing short in the middle rather than at half-back. I mean, it's made a difference to what we do. It has given us an opportunity to improve, which they're the things at the start of the year saying, well, we're going to have to replace some of these older blokes at some stage. What are we going to do? Koch, for example, I mean, he's not going to play forever, but he's playing okay. But with the fact that Short can come into the middle and runs all day, well, that gives us an opportunity. And there's a handful of other kids we haven't even played much who can do that sort of stuff as well. But I'm not quite sure when they're going to get their opportunity. But I think we're in a reasonably good place from that point of view.
And there's a conversation at the moment that the coach has got his mojo back. He's got his groove back. He's on the cones and the box and... He's medicinal marijuana, as he was telling us last night on 360, but he's found his groove back. Is that what you've seen, or did he ever lose it, or has there been a real energisation of Damien Hardwick?
Oh, I didn't feel that he'd lost it at all, no, but there is. You do, you do have to re-energise, there's no doubt about that. And some of his work in front of the players has been a bit different and really quite exciting. He's very engaged. I think the players are enjoying it, so... Cage's job is difficult. In some ways, we look at the coach and wait for him to encourage us to have a go. Well, you shouldn't have to wait for that. But if he does it well, well, you're going to be better off. But no, I think our players understand where they fit. I think the club's in a very good place from the point of view of empowerment and encouraging people to take responsibility for their jobs, etc., whether you're a player or a coach or a staff member. So I think we're in a pretty good place from that point of view, which makes it easier for the coach to do his job, I think.
Now, it is a big game on Saturday night. The coach will be in full swing on Saturday night, no doubt, for Dreamtime MCG 7:30 against the Bombers. But, Barmy, how do we get to a point where both of the jumpers that the teams will be wearing are basically the same? What's happened, Neil?
Fortunately, it's not my responsibility, so they can't blame me.
There's a lot of people watching, and we're going to be annoyed, Neil, I think. We're going to be annoyed.
Well, that in itself will make it... the best players will play better because they're the ones who see the right stuff. Hopefully we won't be handballing to them, and maybe they'll be handballing to us.
Well,
so, it is a bit of a challenge, but they're the things that happen to... Yeah, when you do things like encourage people like Marlon and his wife to design the jumper for us because Dreamtime means a lot to them and to all of us, and you're going to make these mistakes is not the term, but I understand why it might be a little bit difficult, but hopefully it won't be the most important part of the night.
No, hopefully it won't. Hopefully it won't. Yeah. The quality of football will be the most important.
Yeah.
Is what we're after.
It'll be the stand rule and the 50-metre penalties for dissent will be the hot topic.
Can you believe all of that rubbish? why are we doing that? I mean, we're making it about the umpires. It's not. It's about the players. I don't understand who sat somewhere and said, oh, we need to give 50 metres against a player who moves, you know, 1 centimetre on the mark. I just don't understand why we're doing it. There's so much effort put into doing something that doesn't matter, in my view. Now, someone else might think it matters. Maybe they think we need to have 50 metres. I don't know. I don't think we do. I think the players play it. I think we should, when they do something well, we should reward them. We shouldn't reward someone with a 50-metre penalty and a free goal for someone who kind of half moves when he's standing the mark. I mean, no, I don't get it. But anyway, that's personal. That's not a club opinion. That is my own opinion.
I think it's shared by many.
Shared by many.
Good.
Absolutely many. And, well, just on that, and I'm absolutely not trying to get you in trouble here, but should we be able to let players have a be able to express themselves respectfully from a moment of frustration? Because we're getting 50-metre penalties now for dissent.
I think I saw something when I was watching on the TV the other night. There was a push in the back, which is clearly a push in the back, and the umpire got it wrong. You know, he just clearly got it wrong, which sometimes happens.
Yep.
And the poor bugger who had it against him has put the arms out and gone, what? And he's gone, that's 50 metres. And I'm looking at him going, this is just madness. Absolute madness. He got it completely wrong. Everyone in the world knew he got it wrong. And the poor kid who said, didn't you get that wrong? He gets 50 metres against him. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, that's only my opinion.
I think it's shared by many.
I'm obviously wrong. I obviously don't know anything.
It's shared by many. At the moment, it's a source of frustration for a lot of footy fans, so don't feel isolated in that one. And the punt road development, can I ask you on that? The Jack Dyer stand at punt road looks like it's if the club get what they want, will be knocked over and redeveloped. There's been a lot of redevelopment of punt road in the last couple of years. How do you feel about that being a long-time Richmond man, that will be a different-looking outcome?
Yeah, so I mean, I think we all love in its own way the beauty of the Jack Dyer stand and what it looks like. But from a practical point of view, it's about useless is the issue.
No,
in terms of what we're going to do to redevelop. And one of the most important parts of the redevelopment is improving the size of the oval to be MCG size. And the only way you can extend it is back through where the stand is, because you can't go to Punt Road or Brunton Avenue, obviously. And that's the way. And genuinely, from a practical point of view, the stand doesn't really give us much. And we'll rebuild it. We'll call it the Jack Dyer stand. So we're going to do all of the things that respect the history of the Jack Dyer stand. It just won't look the same. But so in some ways, it's disappointing. But in other ways, it's just that's what we need to do. Richmond needs to improve what we're doing at Punt Road. We've got girls' programs. We've got all sorts of things going on, and we've got no room to put them in. So we need to redevelop it, and to do it, well, we can't keep the same as it is. So it's a simple reality rather than emotional.
Yep, that's how you have to move forward. I appreciate your time as always, Barmy. Saturday night's going to be a beauty with Richmond, Essendon, Dreamtime, MCG, 7:30. Check your local guides or get there and support the boys. Always a pleasure. Ride carefully.
Yeah, thanks, guys.